The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening. And be blessed. The YouVersion Bible verse of the day comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, from the Message Bible. Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the Word of God. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you, as well as their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. For Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always totally himself. Let's see, this one is interesting. And I'm going to take a pass on the majority of this verse. But what I do want to take a look at is the fact that there should be a consistency that runs through us all. It's very difficult for me to make an assessment about what church you should go to based off of the character of the pastor. I can't make an assessment on that. I can't tell you, well, if your pastor is not this, then then you shouldn't be there. If he or she messes up in this area or whatever and is not consistent, then you shouldn't be there. I can't tell you that. Not because I have anything to admit, because I don't. But it's just very difficult to start evaluating someone else's life. Whose life is more forward facing than your own, even if you call yourself even if your pastor is not quote unquote a public figure as far as his or her stature in the community, they're still more forward facing as far as the fact that they're the ones who are getting up all the time in front of you and in front of all the parishioners. So their stuff is going to be on display more than yours is. And so it's difficult to, make an assessment about somebody's, character, based off of that. That's between them and God. And, if that's a decision that you have to make, then you have to make it. But just focusing on, there should be a consistency that runs through us all. And, if we want to hold our leaders to a certain standard, which I think is important, then we ought to hold ourselves to the same standard as well. Because if Jesus doesn't change yesterday, today, and tomorrow, then that means that goes the same for us as well. So just something we need to be thinking about.